Hello, everyone. So glad that you could be here for Keeping Up with the Corinthians Season 2. As you can imagine, I have spent a lot of time in the last few weeks on the telephone, and no fewer than three times in conversations with people from the church, people have said to me, you know what, this is a tough time, but I think that God is doing something good. He will bring something good out of this difficult situation. Three different people have told me that, and you know what? They're right. God is working for good in the midst of this trying time. He is causing us as a culture to think about what we really value. He is drawing people to himself in faith that they will know him and live for a world beyond this one. And he's teaching us to rely more and more on him. That was certainly Paul's experience as he traveled through the ancient Near Eastern world, suffering along the way. You know, Paul went through some really tough times, and yet he knew that through it all, God was at work. In fact, Paul's experience led him to what is our big idea for today. Tough times teach us to rely on God. Look at 2 Corinthians 1, starting in verse 8, and I'll show you what I mean. If you think back to Sunday, Paul opens the letter of 2 Corinthians by telling the Corinthian church all about the comfort of God in trying times. Now he moves to talk about the purpose of God in trying times. So in verse 8, he writes, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships that we suffered in the province of Asia." You know, he doesn't expand on these hardships here, but we will hear more about them as we go. And when he says Asia, he's talking about the area of Turkey, ancient Mediterranean world. Paul writes, "We were under great pressure. So great, in fact, that it went far beyond our ability to endure." Paul says, "We despaired even of death. Indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death." Paul is making it clear here that he was in grave danger, wasn't he? Each clause ratchets up the tension, and you can feel that Paul is not just talking in theoretical terms. He truly feared for his life. Now, some people at this point would say, oh, okay, well, that must mean that God is asleep or something. If I'm in danger and God is doing nothing, then what's the point? I'll just walk away. That's not Paul's read on these trials, though, is it? Paul says, "We were in grave danger, far beyond our ability to endure. We feared for our lives, and yet this happened so that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. This happened so that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God." Paul understands that these trials are not evidence that God's not there. Instead, these trials teach us to look beyond our own limited resources to God whose resources are endless. You know, Paul's honest enough here to admit that he can't do this alone. I mean, Paul's a smart guy. He is a legendary scholar. He's a very capable person. I mean, you don't travel the Mediterranean world on foot without having some strength and ingenuity. But Paul says even that's not enough. By the grace of God, though, these trials point beyond what we can do, point beyond Paul himself to God, who is abundantly capable of carrying us through. These trials, they force us to consider our own insufficiencies, don't they? You know, at various points throughout the time of COVID-19, I've thought to myself, boy, how are we ever going to get through this? How will my family have what we need? How will we adjust to the changes in the future? This is well beyond my ability to control it. And yet it's here, as I recognize my own insufficiencies, that I am truly able to hold on to God and his all-powerful all-sufficiency. You know, as Martin Luther said in a slightly different context, did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. If not the right man were on our side, the man of God's own choosing, we don't trust in our own strength, do we? We trust in God who is on our side. We trust in God, and it is these tough times that teach us to truly rely on Him. And when we do that, Paul says, our trust is well placed. I mean, he says, we felt the sentence of death in our hearts. This happened so that we would not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. And wouldn't you know it, verse 10, he has delivered us from such a deadly peril as this. And he will deliver us again. On him, he continues, we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers. God is faithful. He can be counted on because he is a faithful deliverer. And when Paul says when God delivers us, he gives us confidence then to trust God in the next situation. And then he delivers us, which gives us more trust to trust in the next situation. And even if we were to die, Paul says, we can still have confidence that God will deliver us because who is God? Well, verse 9, the God who raises the dead. God raised Jesus to life again, and because of that, we can have confidence that even if it is not within God's plan to deliver us in this life, we will rise again in the next. Tough times teach us to rely on a good God. Well, what does this mean for us? How do we apply it? Let me give you two ideas. First, what are these trying times teaching you to do? You know, some people will take this and say, I'm suffering so much there can't possibly be a God. If that's you, let me gently say to you that you're learning the wrong lesson from these trials. These trials are meant to teach us to look beyond ourselves and to rely on God. The God who raises the dead, the God who delivers people, the God who loves you more than any parent could ever love their children. He is using these circumstances to draw you nearer to Him. You know, don't let COVID-19 drive you away from Him. Let it drive you to Him because He is faithful and compassionate. Let these trials teach you to truly rely on God. And second, I mean, this is going to seem obvious, rely on God and not yourself. You know, I think that a lot of us are problem solvers. We're getter-dunner kind of people. We don't like things that we don't have control over. You know, we try and do our best. We make good decisions. We take responsible actions, and those are good and important things. But there comes a point when we realize, man, this goes far beyond our ability to cope. What do you do in that moment? You know, I think that if we are relying on ourselves in that moment, I think that we fear, we worry, we despair. I'm not sure that those are inherently sin. I mean, Paul clearly is emotionally affected by the suffering that he goes through. The question, though, is what do we do with those feelings of fear? Do we give in to them? Do we allow them to make us seek comfort in things other than God? Do we become so preoccupied with our own well-being that we forget about our God-given mandate to care for one another? You know, Paul at this point says, listen, take those fears, take them to the fearless God, and rely entirely on Him. Trust your well-being to Him. Trust that He knows what He's doing. Remind yourself that this is God that we are talking about here. God who delivers nations and resurrects the dead. This is the God who loves you more than a good parent could ever. You know, your welfare through COVID-19 does not depend on you. It depends on God, and you can trust him to work for good. Rely on him. That's the lesson, I think, of this passage of Scripture. Let these tough times drive you to God. And while you are there, rely on him. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you are trustworthy and faithful. Thank you that you are a strong deliverer, powerful, compassionate, merciful. You are for us, Lord. You did not withhold your own son, but gave him up. How will you not also now give us all things? Lord, I pray that you would help us to rely on you, and trusting that you have our best interest in heart now, help us to risk ourselves, to go out of our way to serve other people. Lord, knowing that you are taking care of us, help us to rely on you and love others the way that you love us. We pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends, stay safe and trust in God, and remember prayer and precaution, not panic.